So let's practice together in this way. To begin, just consciously settling into the body. Coming to stillness. Taking our time, just allowing ourselves to arrive here in the body, in this moment now. Noticing the solidity and firmness of the support beneath us. Allowing ourselves to just sink into that solid foundation. To rest. It will hold us. And then from that solid foundation, sense of rising up through the spine, of uprightness. Can be helpful to have an image of a string just gently pulling up from the crown of the head, bringing the body into alignment, and then releasing that. Allowing relaxation in that alignment. Sensing into the space around and above us. Noticing that's available to us. Support beneath. Space around. Body sitting between earth and sky. Grounded and spacious. Letting the gentle rhythm of the breathing support the steadying and stilling of the mind. Knowing this breathing in, knowing this breathing out. Now that the steadiness of mind is a little more stable, mindfulness is a little more refined, we can open the field of awareness to include the whole range of physical sensations anywhere in the body. What's alive in the body right now? Perhaps particular sensations. Perhaps the overall energy. Or perhaps simply knowing this body is sitting. Settled back, receptive to the arising and passing of sensations anywhere in the body. Hardness or pressure, lightness, spaciousness. Vibration, pulsation, tingling, numbness, itching, heat or coolness, tension. Receiving whatever sensations arise. feeling the sensations directly, without labels. Giving attention from the inside, not what we think our body is, shape, the color or dimensions, but going deeper. A flow of ever-changing physical sensations. Throughout the whole body. Noticing the way these sensations arise, stay for a while, and pass. Impermanent, as all things. Settling back and receiving this flow of constant change. as we feel into this movement of energy, heat and coolness, vibration. We might start to notice that we're not as solid as we think. Sensing into that subtle body, the energy body. Inviting the attention to explore the boundary of that energy. A felt sense. Where does you end and not you begin? And putting aside ideas of skin, just experiencing directly. How big does that energy field feel? What shape is it? Where is that boundary at this point in time? Does it stop at the skin? Does it stop before the skin? Or does it extend beyond the skin? Is there really a solid boundary? Continuing to stay steady, present with physical sensations. If the mindfulness becomes weak or lost or confused, simply coming back, beginning again, steadying the awareness on the simple rhythm of breathing. A sense of coming home. Of home being a place where we can relax, feel at ease. A place of refuge. And when we feel steady, gradually opening up again to include physical sensations anywhere in the body. Listen to your great body, for you are existence's skirt, whose folds and curves contain mountains, rivers, and soft rain. Your every sigh and breath falls against the cheek of the beloved's infinite body. Listen to your body. Notice what emerges when you try to slide into a delicious sensation and meet in a dark corner a surprising voice of resistance, and taste the old stale musty house on your tongue, and unearth the landscapes in your shoulders that try to hold up the world, and the longing in your hands that reach out for the missing connection. You sink into your belly and it remembers something so old, so young, it cannot find words yet. It simply moves ever so slowly up the spine through forgotten pathways, connecting and welcoming all the various parts of this wild, beautiful, intricate sanctuary. Your body is an old treasure map that reveals itself to you if you are willing to listen. It guides you back to your true home. Listening to my body, I discover there are different wells within me. Wells of love, fear, pain, hope, joy, and sorrow. Some fill easily after a good rain. Some never fill completely. But there is also a bottomless well inside the heart. This well is as wide as heaven and earth, and all the myriad creatures find refuge there. This well is the well of inexhaustible abundance that flows freely, quenches the thirst, and brings peace to the soul.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.